Mama, oh mama, oh mama. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a Mega Cast show. I am the Triple B Bad Bubba Brewer, and I am representing the Triple B Experience. Now, I'm going to introduce my side, and then I'm going to have Mr. JT introduce the Steelers Realm, guys. So first, I'm going to go and introduce my special field correspondent, Shane Stodmiller. We do a lot of stuff. We do the college and the NFL games on the Triple B Experience. Shane, how you doing this evening? Oh. Okay, I'm going to welcome Ralph Williams to the show. Ralph, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Thanks for joining
us
tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're welcome, thank you.
Have a little technical difficulty, but I'm going to go to the Steelers Realm host.
All right.
JT. JT, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, what's going on, Steeler Nation? Shane, I think your mic's muted, buddy. But anyhow, hey, it's great to be back.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
There he is.
Oh, that's
go ahead
too bad.
Shane's intro, and then I'll bring my team in.
But special field correspondent Shane Stodmiller. Shane, how you doing this evening?
Sorry, I'm techno-tarded. Like I was saying, I'm switching gears from as I'm like talking to you, I was typing what we're going to do for tomorrow's NCAA. So
yeah, don't do that.
I'm multitasking. Yeah, I apologize, and that's what happens.
That.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Go ahead, JT. Take it away.
That's not a problem. Oh, hey, JT from Steelers Realm here, guys. As we always do the mega cast, good to be with you, Ralph and Shane. Good to join with you tonight. I want to bring
Thank
in
you.
My cast. The deadly trifecta, beginning in with Ohio boys over on Browns territory, deep in the heart of Browns territory. The not so famous, but famous in his mind, famous TA. What's up, brother?
Brother, you know I am famous. I am known throughout Steelers Nation as the guy who's getting ready to bring it with Bubba. Love to be back with you, brother.
Thank
Ralph,
you. Love
it's
that
a
you're
pleasure
here.
Meeting you. Shane, Thank for you. A field correspondent, man, let's have no slip-ups, no nip-slips tonight, okay?
He saw both of them there.
It looks like he should have a clipboard in his hand, man. Shane, you look like a natural coach on the sideline. Looking at that. Hey, rounding out the Steelers Realm podcast, my other cohort in the heart of Browns country as well, bringing the freight like he always does, the one and only Freight Train.
What is up, boys? Bubba, it's good to be back with you once again. It's been a long time.
Good Guys, afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Yes. Wonderful. Ralph, it's nice to meet you. It's the first time
Same
for
here.
Me
Thank you,
podcasting
Thank
with you.
You.
JT, TA, good to be back. And yeah. Nobody told me that we had a Kelsey brother coming on. Is that a Kelsey brother or is that Shane?
No, I wish. I wish.
Yeah. Nice. Well, we've been working towards our our official predictions for this year. We've been kind of holding off, making little notes along the side. We couldn't spill any beans until we got together with you guys. So I'm
right.
excited to get back into it and jump into the season. My God, it's finally here.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I just want to get out to some listeners that are on the Facebook. Chris Elliott, thanks for tuning in. Eric Steele, Jason Reese, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. If you guys have any questions or comments, please put them out there, and I'll put it to the panel. So I'm going to get that out of the way.
Panel. Boy, that makes it sound official now.
Well,
what he meant to say was TA would give him a long-winded answer.
Yeah. And we have another person from the Triple B Experience, but he's driving in Philly, and hopefully he shows up. And if he doesn't, we'll deal with it accordingly. And I also wanted to give Ralph a little bit more of an introduction, because Ralph is the new voice of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio right now.
Thank
he does
you.
A lot of stuff, and he had a big show today about the Steelers. So so we are solidified
you.
With people that actually know their stuff, I believe, tonight.
Nice. Where can we hear you, Ralph?
I'm sorry?
Where can we hear you, brother?
Oh, yeah. I'm on 99.3 FM, 1230 AM and 1460 AM in Western Pennsylvania. It's called Beaver County Radio, St. Barnabas Radio Network. Also, you can catch my show live on Facebook, on Beaver County Radio's Facebook page and their YouTube channel, on their website, their app, and on my website, www.rwmedia.org.
Ralph, have that preset in my car because I live in Butler.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, the Butler stations, Shane, have been bought out by St. Barnabas, and we're moving the stations to Brighton Township.
Oh, cool.
The St. Barnabas Radio Network just bought a big building that used to belong to the Michael Baker Engineering Group, and are moving all their stations into one building.
So Greg from Patton, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got people getting their jerseys ready, guys. So, hey,
before we start,
I wanted to put this out and get your guys' a test, because I know you guys on the Steelers realm, you know, you guys flip every stone. But today, I believe we had the team captains that were mentioned.
Did see that.
Yeah, so are you guys all happy with the team captains of the 2023 season? JT, are you okay with that?
And throw him back up there again, Bubba?
Sure will. I sure can. Yeah. Now, there's Najee Harris, though. That was the big debate today.
I guess. Who are you gonna get on the offense? So, hey, he's the leader of the offense, so make him a captain. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with all three. Killebrew. And I guess we need a special teams captain, too, so.
Right on. Okay, how about you, Freight Train? Are you okay with the team captains?
Hey, you know what? I was kind of surprised Mitch didn't get it again. I don't know why. I mean, I thought he did a hell of a job last year.
Yeah. Good old Mitch.
I mean, why take him out? But no, I think the one that kind of surprised me a little bit, I thought maybe Minka would get, you know, a little bit of run in there, because, you know, he's a vital part of that defense just as well. But, you know, you understand Cam got it. He's the elder statesman. You know, he sets the standard. Yeah. That makes sense. JT nailed it on the head. You need a special teamer. So, and Kenny, sure. I mean, he showed his moxie last season, stepped up to the plate to prove that he was a leader. So, give him the reins, see what he does.
All right. T.A., what do you think about these captains of 2023?
Hell no, Bubba. I got slighted again for another year in a row. What the hell I got to do to become captain?
Yeah.
I don't know.
False start on T.A.
Yeah.
Five-yard penalty.
So you okay with it, though, T.A.?
Who else you going to pick? I mean, in all reality, who else you going to pick for this team?
Right.
I mean, they've got the young quarterback now. I mean, they've got to give it to him. They're all in. You know, you've got your two leaders on defense. I mean, there's just not enough room in there for Micah. And besides, he likes to be the quiet guy anyways. And on special teams, I mean, okay, what's wrong with my boy Miles Boykin? He couldn't have got a special shout out there. I mean, he's been hanging around for a few years. Maybe throw him up there.
Throw him a bone. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ralph, what do you think about the team captains of this season?
Well, you know what? You guys are right on this. Kenny Pickett should be the captain of the offense. He's the quarterback, obviously, and it's better than Mitch Trubisky. But defensive captains, I don't have a problem with Cam either. Cam's a leader. He's been around a while. And T.J. Watt as well. But you're right. Minka should have probably got it. But all the captains I'm acceptable with, including Kinnebrew.
Okay. Shane, what about you?
I don't have any heartburn with any of them. You know, if you left Cam Hayward off, I would have I'd have a sore ass. But that's the only one that has to, I think, has to be on there.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because it came today, and I wanted to put that out before we get started with these picks because, you know, sometimes we do this mega cast, you know what I mean? It gets a little crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Jeff and Matt, thanks for tuning in. Like I said, guys, you guys can get your comments, and I will send it to the panel if you guys have any questions about this upcoming year, where you can catch all these guys, whatever you guys need. You guys write it down, and I will bring it to the panel. So, let's get it started with September. This week, week one, we face the 49ers at 1 p.m. on Fox. And that's how I did it. I put where we're going to, you know, what channel it's going to be on for some people because that's a big thing now. People are looking to stream Steeler games and they don't know where to, you know, stream them at or where to get them at. So I'm going to pick, you know, TA, it's going to be a 16-1. I don't know. Is it going to be that crazy here? Because I'm feeling some kind of something. And this is the game that I wanted to pick. And I picked like 2 months ago. I'm okay with Pittsburgh playing at home. The 49ers are coming. It's not the 49ers that you know, last year. I think they're a little banged up. And Pittsburgh got something to prove. So I'm taking Pittsburgh this weekend to go over the 49ers. So I'm there. I am right there. JT, what do you think?
You know what? After the preseason, I changed. I did a preliminary pick at work.
Oh,
and,
no.
Bear with me here. I'm putting everybody's in since we're going in this order. I'll just keep adding.
Okay. I'm just going to go right across. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Since the preseason, you know, I'm going to take a win against San Francisco. I think we're catching them at the right time.
Nice.
As well. Too, so.
Uh-oh. Is this a trend? Is this a Don't trend?
Know. Don't know. Okay. We'll see. How's okay. it going?
Uh-oh. We'll hear that standard is the standard a lot, Craig, from Patton. That will, you know, hopefully the standard is us winning and getting to the playoffs. That's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm hoping. Eric Steele says no Boza, no Kittle. Kittle might be out. Well, then, you know, we got it going. Shane, who are you taking?
Well,
the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, if you asked me in May, I'd have said the 49ers. But after the preseason, just like JT said, they're, you know, they are what we expect them to be. You know, that type of thing. So they're better than we expected them to be. So let's see if we're pessimistic or optimistic going into follow on shows.
Taking the Steelers, I'm putting you down.
Absolutely, yes,
okay.
sir.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Ralph. Who are you taking, sir?
Well, I'm taking the Steelers because Omar Khan and Andy Wydell really put together, fixed up both lines of scrimmages. And that is an important factor here. And I think we can control the lines of scrimmage against San Francisco. I think they're going to beat them, but I think it's going to be a dogfight.
Okay. Ooh, do we keep this train rolling? T.A., who are you taking? First game.
First of all, you got to be excited. We haven't had a home opener since 2014, right. guys. 2014. So I am ecstatic, first and foremost, that we've got a home opener.
Yes.
Also, do you guys realize this is the first time since 97 we opened up back-to-back home games?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I believe that. I knew that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the NFL gods are kind of with us here on this. Only thing that really sucks is the last time we opened at home against the San Francisco 49ers was in 93 and we lost. Now, anytime we can get a West Coast team to come to us is awesome. And I think all the stars are aligning at this point in time. You've got Brock Purdy, who isn't looking pretty right now because he ain't taking that many snaps. We just heard Kittle might not be there, and Boza still has a contract to hold out. So when you look at all those three on top of our preseason so far, if we don't come out kicking on all six cylinders, then heaven forbid we get that loss. But I'm going with the victory, baby. I'm going with the victory.
I didn't write that.
JT did.
Okay, so you're taking Pittsburgh and Freight Train. You're coming with the caboose, brother.
So I hate always going after TA with his long-winded phrases and long-winded wittiness.
You ever been on a Triple B Experience show? I'm always long-winded, too. So,
well, TA gives you a run for your money. But I'm also going with Pittsburgh because, you know, just because of the simple fact they kind of put their stamp on this off-season into the preseason of getting back to physicality. And San Francisco, you've seen it in the playoffs. They get knocked out every single year because they go up against a physical team, and they can't handle it. And a lot of people don't even realize, some of them, that Brock Purdy is in his second year too. Both Kenny and Brock Purdy are going in their sophomore years. Who's going to have the sophomore slump? I'm betting more on Brock Purdy just for the simple fact of Kenny has a little bit of more moxie than Brock Purdy is what I look at. You know, he finds ways to win ball games. It's not one for him.
And just so you guys know right now, you're past 30 seconds longer than I am, long-winded.
Hey, I just want to say,
steam engine a little bit. Come on, we got a show to get to.
I just want to say real quick, for the 49ers,
back in 1949.
I just want to say real quick, I remember the time that Mark Malone beat them, and that's the year they went to the Super Bowl. A lot of us old heads remember that, and that was the loss that they had. I just wanted to put that out there for a little historic trivia here. But Larry Stryker from Mr. Extreme Wrestling Podcast, the Steelers do not suck, but he was just kidding. But, Alan, thank you for tuning in. Now we're going to get to the second game, September 18th, against the Cleveland Browns, Monday night, 8:15, and it's on ABC. I know who I'm taking.
Strange.
Yeah, I know who I'm taking. It's going to be a dogfight. Deshaun Watson, is he going to be the man in Cleveland? It doesn't really matter to me because every time we face Cleveland, it is a dogfight. And I truly hate Cleveland, and I'm going to start this 2023 season going September. I'm going 2-0. So I'm taking the Steelers as always, guys. So, JT, what is your dilemma on this second game?
Buck the frowns. That's what I say. Buck the frowns. We're sweeping the Browns this year, so that's put a W in for me.
Okay. Okay.
I spit on my microphone.
That's okay. Shane, who are you taking?
I'm toeing the line. It's not very exciting for me, but I'm going to pick. You know,
don't
once
say
again,
Cleveland.
I would have picked Cleveland if you asked me in the summer. Before I knew that Omar had a magic crystal eight ball that he's looking, and it's at that time it was outlook cloudy, but now it's a pretty good chance that they're going to win. So I'm picking Steelers.
Okay. Mr. Ralph Williams, who you taking week two?
I'm taking the Steelers. I don't think the Cleveland Browns are good. I don't care who's the quarterback. Their coach is walking on eggshells. I think if the Steelers beat Cleveland twice this year, Kevin Stefanski's unemployed.
Nice.
There you go.
He'll be working at Bilo bagging some groceries. I hear you. Okay, Ralph, I got you in at Pittsburgh. Donnie Fulmer, thanks for tuning in. Now, TA, second game. Are you going to start this trend like I'm starting, or are we going to, me and you, down the wire for the whole season? Or
I don't know if you just caught it on ESPN, but Stefanski just took the job as the produce manager at Giant Eagle.
Oh man.
All right.
He had four.
I'm going for the sweep as well here. But
gotcha.
I'm gonna take two wins back to back.
That's good. Usually you know, in the first part of the season here, we're looking out, and we're usually not doing too good.
I
you know
will
what?
Say this though. This game here will test whether or not Khan and Whittle did exactly what we needed them to do in the middle of that defense, and whether or not our linebackers are going to be able to have any say-so in this season. Because Chubb is going to put them to a test.
Yeah. You're right about that, but that's okay. I think our defensive line is going to be able to handle the chore. Freight train.
Well, this is where I'm going to get the first FU of the show.
What?
Because I'm taking this as our first loss. Because just for the simple fact, you guys hit upon it.
Hey, somebody
Kevin
mute
Stefanski.
Him now, please.
Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat. And every time he plays us, he goes against his playbook and doesn't run Chubb enough. He could have beaten us both times if he'd have just ran the ball with Chubb. This is where he goes back, sees what he did wrong. They pound it with Chubb because you got to think our defense is going to be a little bit sore after this first game going up against the likes of Christian McCaffrey and that San Francisco offense. Then they come into week two and have to play the Cleveland Browns with a physical running game and physical offensive line. I don't think that they'll be ready for that test back-to-back weeks this early in the season.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What night is the game? What night is that game?
It's Monday night.
Where is that game? Where's that
Cleveland.
Game?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in prime
Pittsburgh.
Time.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yes.
Prime time, baby.
I still don't know. Right. That doesn't too. Change my
– One other thing, too, like Freight Train said, too. Here we go. Steelers got beat with the same play, the same screen pass for a touchdown – three times last year that Stefanski called and he beat us for a touchdown. Three times. Same screen pass to Chubb.
Mm-hmm. It's a new year, guys. I think our defense is going to be a little bit more solidified. I think the
but
run
I'm just
defense
saying,
is going
that's,
to be
–
I know. Up. I understand. Okay. I put you as a loss, Freight Train. You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Oh, my God.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Now, week three.
You do realize we've now beat them four games in a row, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to bring college football into this, but Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, okay, now we got
– We beat them four times in a row. We can't beat them now.
And we actually did beat them four times in a row, Freight Train. I just wanted to see how smart you were.
Let me know when you need me to whistle these guys.
About that's okay. No, you're good. Okay. Week three, September 24th at Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Raiders at 8:20 on the Peacock Network, NBC. This might be the trap game. This might be the trap game. And you know me, I don't like picking against Pittsburgh at all. And which is going to suck, but Freight Train already started the loss column, so he was the first one. So I don't like this at all, but you know what? I'm going to change my thing because their quarterback is not – I don't think the Raiders is going to beat us. I think I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I can't do it. Pittsburgh. I'm going with Pittsburgh. JT?
So, guys, something that thrills me about this schedule this year – is the fact that we actually see two of our three opponents both at the beginning of the year and the end of the year, other than the Bengals, whom we see in the middle of the season and the end of the season as well, too. But at least we got a shot at two of the three foes early the first half of the season for a change. Instead of waiting for the last 6 weeks and we playing, you know, four of the last 6 weeks against division foes to try to find out where we end up. Anyhow, something that thrills me. At the Raiders, I never like going out to the West Coast. But in this case, I'm going to stay pessimistic, and I'm going to say this is going to be our first loss here.
Oh, okay. Whew. Okay, Shane.
Jiminy Christmas, JT, you must have one of those magic eight balls because I, too, think the Steelers are going to lose to the Raiders in Vegas.
You're on my team, Shane?
I am. But I'll tell you what, though. I am a casual NFL fan. So I don't, from the outside looking in, I kind of, you know, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the Steelers are going to shit lay an egg. And they're just not going to have it. And they usually, you know, it's not the Steelers organization. It's the coach's fault.
Okay. Mr. Ralph Williams, who are you taking, sir?
All right. I'm going to say this. We're going to win against Las Vegas. But, again, it's going to be a dogfight. And okay. I'm not a Josh McDaniel fan. He's a horrible head coach. He's a good coordinator. He got lucky with us in Denver when Tim Tebow was his quarterback. All right. Yeah. I don't see it happening twice. Okay. So there we are.
I say
we win, but by maybe one, maybe 3 points, 2 points, maybe something like that.
I'll take it, though, Ralph. I'll take it. A win is a win.
That's it.
TA?
Look, I said it last year. This isn't your Roethlisberger Steelers. I ain't afraid to go into the black hole anymore. We shook that monkey off our back last year. We're going to do it again this year. I agree with you 100%, Ralph. Josh is just not the man. Now, Garoppolo does know his offense. We do have back-to-back with Josh Jacobs. Again, this is where we're going to learn whether or not we did okay with our middle linebackers. The only thing that concerns me is now we're going to throw in Austin Hooper as a tight end. And not only do we have to stop Josh Jacobs, but we got to stop Hooper. If we can make all of that happen, we're walking out 3-0 right now.
Ooh, I like that. And in September, too.
Now, there's some optimism there.
Well, that's why TA, it's mystical. It's mystical. Freight train.
TA, Austin Hooper hasn't been relevant in about 4 freaking years. What the hell are you talking about?
That's because Austin Hooper hasn't had an offensive coach in how many years? Remember, he was with the Cleveland Browns. Did we see him do anything with the Browns?
No.
Negatory, Batman.
Nor the Titans.
Or the Titans, but who did he play with before then?
Atlanta, whoop-de-doo. Anyway,
and when he was train? With Maddie, anyway, and when he was with Matty Ice, when he was with Matty Ice, he was utilized very, very well.
You've had your time. So, it's my turn to talk.
So about. He has magic dust. Then this coach has magic dust for him.
I got pixie dust, baby.
Listen,
go ahead, Freight Train.
I am 110% picking this as a win. Okay. We're going to go in there and just wipe the field with them. I don't even think it's going to be close. I really don't. I don't buy into the Jimmy G hype. He hasn't done shit. Even when he's in Kyle Shanahan's offense, who is supposedly be the top offensive guru in football, couldn't even do anything there, really. Can't stay healthy. Who knows if he's even behind center by the time this week even gets here.
Let's go Brian Hoyer.
And then on two – their defense is mediocre. I'm not scared of Max Crosby because we go up against the best defensive outside linebacker in football every single week. We know how to neutralize him. Okay. We go in, we win single-handedly.
Okay.
No doubt.
I got you picking him. Okay. October, week 4. Brian Lamort, thanks for tuning in. Week 4, October 1st at the Houston Texans, 1 p.m. on CBS. Now, this is no doubt, we are going to pound the bejesus out of the Houston Texans. Kendrick Green's going to be the center, and he's going to get blown up by somebody. And
snap it over somebody's head.
Yeah, so I'm going, as crazy as it sounds, guys, Pittsburgh is going in September, and I'm taking them undefeated, and they are going to beat the living piss out of the Houston Texans. JT?
Real simple. Yeah, this one's a win. Just pencil that in. Just pencil it in.
I got a pen, so it's going. I can't erase
it's
nothing.
In. It's okay. In. Go ahead,
Shane.
Use crayon. It's a win.
Ralph.
Amp it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a win. But guys, tonight on my Steelers special show, I put up 3 teams that I thought maybe the Steelers might lose to because Tomlin has a bad habit of losing to. And one of them was Houston, Indy, and Arizona. They have 3 new coaches and 3 rookie quarterbacks, but Tomlin always loses a bad game. But I agree with Bubba. I think they're going to go in. They have a rookie quarterback. We always play well against rookie quarterbacks, and I think our defense is going to dominate. I see us beating Houston.
Okay, Ralph and myself are going in September 4-0. TA, do you make it a triple 4-0 thing here, TA?
Absolutely. I don't need to say anything else about this game.
Thank God. Can you do that on our show, too, every once in a while?
Well, there you go. There's your opening. Freight Train just jumped right on it, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Say, Freight Train, you took Steelers?
Yeah, I'm taking the Steelers, and I'm going to make 2 bold predictions to go with it because I like doing that. Okay, I'm going to predict that Mitch Trubisky comes in and throws a touchdown pass in garbage time.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that. Okay.
We're going to be up so big.
Okay.
Mitch is going to come in, And Joey Porter Jr. is going to have his first career interception regular season this game, right?
What jersey do you have on?
Who else? That's right.
Dude, don't you know his new nickname is Joey Porter Jr. Jr.
Junior, that's Junior.
Right. It's Junior, Junior.
I am the leader of the fan club.
Okay, we got some people into Facebook. Chris Ward, thanks for tuning in. Benjamin, he's always tuning in on the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty. How you doing this evening? He said the Steelers are going to win Sunday 38-12. I love how he always picks the Steelers to destroy everybody every week. So, Benjamin, thank you so much for tuning in on the MegaCast. Hey, so now we are going in October 8th versus the Baltimore. Yeah, versus the Baltimore Ravens, hated Ravens week, 1 p.m. CBS. And this is, and I know this is going to be the, they're going to split. And this is where I go, it's going to be a close game. It's probably going to be a field goal. It's going to be a defensive struggle. I hope and pray to God, you know, Pittsburgh wins, but this will be their first loss against the Ravens going into the bye week. It's going to be very, very close. So that's – I took my loss. I'm sorry. JT?
Yeah, no, I'm going to split as well. But I think we win the home game and we lose in Baltimore. So I'm taking a win here.
Okay.
At home. I think that would be a great game to be at, man.
Yeah.
That would be a great game to be at, no doubt. Black and blue game.
They're all good to watch, too. Mm-hmm. Shane?
They take the win here. Once again, use my crayon before I eat it.
Okay. Ralph, who you taking?
Well, like JT said, at home we usually can beat the Ravens. John Harbaugh screws something up, make a bad play call or something, and Lamar Jackson will throw too many interceptions because he can't throw.
He'll go for it in fourth from the 50-yard line.
Him because of his legs. So we're going to shut him down. I say we win.
So, Ralph, you are going 5-0. 5-0, Ralph, right now. I like your – I like it, Ralph. I do, man. I love it. T.A.?
Look, we're now going to go into week six being the darlings of the NFL, and this is where it starts to get scary because we will beat the Ravens at home. I'll even be impressed if Lamar Jackson even plays in this game because it's like, I don't know, 2019 since the last time he played against us or whatever. Now, with that all being said, though, is this now week six where we start to hear how Kenny is now Joe Montana and everybody turns the script on his small hands are miraculously huge now?
MVP.
Ooh. Okay. So you are taking them to win.
Like, ooh, that hurt.
You're going, yeah, 5-0.
And I can just see right now in Freight Train's face, he's like, holy shit. What am
okay,
I
Freight Train.
I want to go against him so
actually,
bad.
Actually, you know what? I was prepared for this one.
No, you wasn't.
Yes, I was. Yes. So in every quarterback's career, there's this one team that they always face that they always, no matter what, always have that team's number, a.k.a. Big Ben against Cleveland. Had their number year in and year out. I see this a little bit last year.
So did pretty much everybody else, though.
Well, either way. Take it with a grain of salt.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you.
I think Baltimore is going to be that to Kenny Pickett. I really do. I think Kenny's going to have their number. You saw how he played in their house at the end of the year. He was not going to lose that game. No matter what, he was going to come through and win that game for us. And if he would not have got concussed against them the first time that he was in, then we had to put on in Mitch, here it is, pick it off. And I think they would have won that game too. I think this is the game that Kenny gets up in his career, and I'm going to say they're going to beat him.
Okay, Freight Train, I got you. Okay, now October 6th is the bye week. So I'm at 4-1. Shane's at 4-1. Ralph's at 5-0. JT's at 4-1. Freight Train is 4-1, and TA is 5-0 going into the bye week 6. So hopefully we don't have any injuries. We rest up because week 7, October 22nd, at the Los Angeles Rams, 4:05 on Fox. The only thing that the Rams have is Aaron Donald. I don't believe that they have any Cooper Kupp. And realistically, Matt Stafford is going to get killed by T.J. Watt and Highsmith out there, I believe. But I know it's going across, you know, the United States, and we don't do good, and we're going to be traveling a lot this year. But I still am taking the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Rams. So, JT, who do you got?
Well, you know, again, West Coast, a little bit later, though. So, not that that's going to make any difference. But, again, I'm just staying with my West Coast philosophy. I think this is one they drop. Okay. Maybe just being a little cold off the bye week. But, you know, this is one I had to pencil one in here, and I think I kind of flip-flop this in the next game. But, yeah, I'm going to take a loss here.
Okay. Shane?
They win it. JT, I hate to change the tune, but I'm changing the tune. Glass half full here. The bye right. week gives them a motivational enema of sunshine, and they're going to be wiping the tears of the Rams with their freaking terrible towel. So.
Maybe they blow out there early and then do a video on the boat or something out there.
Yeah, there you go.
I hope not. I hope not. Ralph, who you taking, sir?
Well, Sean McVay finally went out and got himself some coaches to help him out because he made bad decisions over the last few years.
Yeah.
He finally got a draft, and he has Kevin Dotson there who can give up sacks. So what I'm thinking is the Steelers are going to win this game. And, you know, but I want to say this. McVay's got two good coordinators. He's got Raheem Morris, who's a very good defensive coordinator, and he has Kellen Moore as his offensive coordinator. So now he's going to become the coach. So let's see what he can do as the head coach. But I think the Steelers will win. It's going to be a close game.
Okay, Ralph is going in so far. Just no losses in that column yet. T.A.?
Hey, I set it up the pick before. We're going in 5-0. We've got big heads going into week 6. Kenny Pickett is now the savior. And unfortunately, gentlemen, we have never, ever dating back to 1948, beat the Rams in Los Angeles.
Ooh, I did not know that.
I do not see that happening this time. This is our trap game because we're going to be too high, too cocky, and we're going to fuck it up, and we need to be brought back down to reality. This okay. is the reality
this
check.
This is your first loss. Okay. Okay. Freight Train.
I'm taking a win. 100%.
Freight Train.
Easy peasy. 100%. Lemon squeezy.
Wow. No hesitation from the Freight Train.
No. I mean, not at all. Short and sweet.
Okay. We are going week 8, October 29th against the Jacksonville Jaguars at home, 1 p.m. on CBS. This is going to be a dogfight. And we always play crappy and shitty against the Jags. I'm going to say, and I don't want to say this, but I'm trying to be realistic. I believe that we will lose against the Jags by maybe a field goal. And I hope we don't, but I like to be wrong. But I'm going to take the Jags. So that's my second loss, gentlemen. So, JT, who do you got?
You know, originally I had this penciled in as a loss too, but I changed my mind. I'm just going to run with this, just a gut feeling, let's call it. And I think after coming off a loss against the Rams, that they're going to turn things around and play tough. And I think they're going to bring home a tight win against Jacksonville.
Okay, so you are taking Jacksonville. Shane?
The Jaguars are too much for the Steelers to handle. You know, maybe they have a few injuries. I just, it's a tough part of the season. You know, I just, after traveling, I think this is the week it just, the injury bug, just that time of the year where they just shit the bed. I think they're going to lose this game.
Okay. Ralph, you're up.
Yeah, Doug Peterson's a good coach. He has Trevor Lawrence going in the right direction. I have to go with Jacksonville also. I think, like Bubba said, we're going to lose, but we're going to lose by a couple points. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any sorts of imagination.
This is your first this is the first in the loss column here, Ralph. Yeah. I mean, hey, I'll take what you just put out there. You and you and TA, I'll take what you guys are dishing out. I mean, you know what I mean? I'll take that. TA, the voice of wisdom, what are you going to say, sir?
Look, I'm telling you right now, this has the feel of the AFC Central written all over it. I mean, going back to those days, it's always been back and forth with us in Jacksonville, always. And believe it or not, Jacksonville only leads the series 13-12. So again, it's neck and neck, and it's right there. I think after our ass whipping that we take in Los Angeles, we're coming back at home to go ahead and put this ship right back on where it needs to be. And Trevor Lawrence will be looking silly to Mr. Kenny Pickett. I take
okay,
the Steelers.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Benjamin said Pickett is better than Lawrence in the column, in the comments. So we shall see. We shall see. Freight train.
This is a tough one.
You look just perplexed, sir.
I'm a little perplexed.
Yeah. Praying to the Steeler gods.
You know, I will say both quarterbacks are casting a great looking head of lettuce on top of their heads, and in the battle of Goldilocks, I think Kenny comes out here. I think that maybe the Blitzburg football might be a little bit too much for Trevor Lawrence, and he has to stay within the pocket instead of making some plays with his legs. And I think that their coach gets a little bit too caught up in his trickery sometimes, and it may lead to a couple turnovers to change the ball game for us. I think they come out with a win.
Okay, you got to win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I got you at 7-1. Is that correct, Freight Train? I went to Marion Center. So.
Yep.
Okay.
You won't hold that against you, buddy.
Okay. So we are at week 9, November 2nd against the Tennessee Titans Thursday night. And if you don't have Prime Video, I don't know if you're going to be able to watch the game at 8:15. That's the new thing. Prime Video is showcasing Thursday night football, and I hate Thursday night football. I've hated Thursday night football my whole life. I think it's a little redundant, and I think it's a little too much. But the Tennessee Titans don't have anything. I'm not scared of Derrick Henry anymore. He's not the fearful king as he once used to be. So I'm taking the Tennessee Titans to lose against the Steelers. I am taking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw in real quick. I'm going to throw in a loss here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just going to throw that. This is one that one of those ones that I think may be a trap.
So I got you for 3 losses now so far. Is that correct?
I'm at 1, 2, 3 losses so far, yes.
Wow. Okay.
It's okay. We're only
I'm glad you're writing this down because it's getting a little hairy on my side. Like I see a lot of lost columns it's a little hairy here. So okay, Shane, who are you taking?
It's a win. They right the ship. They're not going to lose 2 games till later in the season in a row.
Hmm. Okay. Ralph.
Yeah, I think the Steelers win here.
Okay, Ralph. Okay. T.A.
Hey, look, again, got that central feel to it. I'm kind of liking this year, bringing back some old memories. But at the end of the day, Mr. Vrabel has not been able to beat us yet as the Titans head coach. And I don't see him doing it this year with Matt Tannehill or Derek. It's just not happening.
Okay.
It's just not happening.
I'm putting you in.
Or Malik Willis.
And you know what? Yeah. Ralph, we might end up seeing Malik Wilson in this game or Willis.
No, you won't.
Game.
Yeah. No, you won't. You're going to see somebody else. You're going to see somebody else. You're going to see Will Levis take the reins in this game because I think Tennessee's going to have a bad year, and Vrabel's not going to have any other choice because the talking heads of Tennessee and their fans are going to be calling for Will Levis to come in, play against. He's going to bring him into the dogfight against the Steelers. And once again, we all know what this team's like against rookie quarterbacks. He's going to get his head ripped off.
So you're saying Will Levis is just going to jump, leapfrog over Malik Willis?
I don't know. Tim Tebow was a rookie quarterback, if you remember, and he kind of
– Let's not discuss that.
Yeah, but let's face it. It was a guy wearing a number 24 that screwed us in that game.
Shane, that's like telling a West Virginia fan 13-9.
I know. I'm butthurt about that, brother. I'll tell you.
So,
and I'll tell you what, I am a West Virginia fan, Ralph, if you know that. I'm an alumni.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I had cool. tickets to the national championship game, and I canceled them. I lost a shitload of money on that. That's a whole other topic for another day. I'd love to come on your show and talk about that.
Sure.
Freight Train, so I got you as a win.
Neil Brown's getting fired.
And that's got you what, Freight Train?
8-1, right? 8-1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-1? Okay. Yep. Okay. T.A.? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got you 8-1 also, T.A.?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Like I said, I went to Marion Center. My math skills are sometimes deplorable, and I had a couple concussions in the pro wrestling field. Chris says, that's crazy. I don't know what's crazy, Chris. And Danny Donahue, thanks for tuning in to the Mega Cast Show where we're giving our 2023 Steeler picks. So week 10, November 12th, Green Bay Packers, 1 p.m., CBS, with no Aaron Rodgers at the helm. This will be – the Steelers are going to feast on the Packers, I believe. I believe T.J. Watt is going to have probably 3 to 4 sacks. As crazy as it sounds, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Crazy? No, I say not.
Okay. That's offensive.
I'm going to borrow Shane's crayon on this one and write that one in. That's a W there.
Okay, I got you 6-4. 6-3. Is that right?
5-6. Yep, 6-3.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Shane?
Yeah, Sharpie me in for this one.
Okay.
The win for the old black and gold.
I got you 7-2. We're all like pro – like it's a Steelers show, thank God. I mean – you know, if it was 2-7, I mean, I know Rich Smoke, I don't know where he's at, but he probably would have went like 3-4 and we'd probably have to cancel him. But
I'm pretty sure if that was this show, Mark Madden would be on here with us.
I think Rich would have had us at 9-8. I think he just messaged us.
Yeah, so I think so. He's probably in. He's like, I mean, he's already half the season already gone. Okay. Well, I'll try to get him in here to chime in some stuff, but he can give us like his pick. We are at you, Ralph.
Well, we're going to find out what Matt LaFleur can do without Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to find out how the 5 years of sitting on a bench behind Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, is made of. But I don't think he's made of enough, and I think Matt LaFleur is going to fall this year, and Green Bay is going to fall, and the Steelers are going to beat him.
Okay, Ralph, I got you. Yeah. Ralph is, I tell you what, I like your stuff, Ralph. Woo.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I always, it's hard to pick these picks and take them to lose. I can't do it. Like, I can't even bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I never could. So, T.A.?
Look, I'm in the same corner with Ralph here on this one. I don't think Green Bay did enough to bring in enough weapons for Jordan Love. You're not going to be able to survive on Aaron Jones alone. His receivers are just not proven yet at this point in time. And I think we're going to go ahead and sweep our 3 games at home with a victory against Green Bay.
Gotcha. I put you in there. Freight Train, you're looking –
Well, I get to be different once again because I have the Steelers losing this one. Yep, I do. Oh. I think Green Bay has some hidden, good talent on the defensive side of the ball. J.R. Alexander's a really good player over there for them. I'm a believer in Jordan Love. I think he's actually going to be a pretty decent quarterback. He's got a hell of a cannon of an arm, but now whether or not he can prove that he has accuracy to go with it. That will tell. But the man's got a cannon. I think Christian Watson is a really good wide receiver for them. He's got really, really big size and really good speed. I think this is a trap game, and Pittsburgh loses to Green Bay.
I see this as a game where the Pittsburgh Steelers just beat the living bejesus out of the Packers.
I just don't see it. And they got the double-headed monster still at running back with him. They got Aaron Jones, and they got A.J. Dillon to go with him.
I just see our defensive line being a lot better this year. I just see him attacking the ball and wrapping up and making tackles. So, okay, let's go.
All I got to say to that is Jamarcus Russell had a big arm, and I think even Ryan Leaf, and we've seen what both of those guys are doing now. Go, Jordan.
You don't know, but I saw him a little bit last year playing when
just a little bit. It was just a little bit.
You have somebody agreeing with you, Freight Train. Somebody's
agreeing with you. You also think Trey Lance is a good quarterback, TA, and don't even try to hide behind it.
Chris says Green Bay's rookie tight end and rookie receiver is going to be good this year, so he's agreeing with you. Chris is agreeing with you, Freight Train.
Yeah. See? So, thank you.
Week 11, November 19th at the Dog Pound in Cleveland, 1 p.m. on CBS. It's Cleveland. I believe we're sweeping Cleveland this year. I don't give a shit about the massage parlor guy at quarterback, and it doesn't matter. He's going to be running around for his life. TJ Watt is going to I'm going to get to the end, and because I like to hear everybody's sack thing on TJ Watt. But I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers over to Cleveland Browns to sweep.
Yeah, and I with you on I'm the same boat. I agree. It doesn't matter. Browns are the Browns. We have their number. And we're going to win that one, too. That simple.
Shane?
I've drank the Kool-Aid. If you'd asked me in July, I would have said, if we split it. But you know what? I'm drinking the Kenny Pickett Kool-Aid. And from what I've seen from the preseason, and they say preseason doesn't really tell you a lot. Well, when you're looking as good as the Steelers did on those first couple games with the first group, I definitely am impressed, and it's no brainer.
I got you 8-2, Shane.
8-2, yes,
eight
sir.
8-2.
So far, they're going to lose towards the end. So just
Mr.
Just
Ralph
wait.
Williams. Okay, let's not. That's let losing is
just
not
wait.
An option here. Yeah,
just wait.
Okay. Ralph,
okay,
go
one
ahead,
other
bud.
Thing. One other thing I wanted to bring up about Kevin Stefanski at the draft this year. He sat in his home by himself because he doesn't get along with his scouting staff. Okay. He doesn't get along with Alex Van Pelt either. And Alex Van Pelt's a former pick quarterback, and he came through the Green Bay system. And Alex is a good coach. I feel bad for him because he has to coach under this guy. And I think we're going to beat Cleveland for a second time.
All right. Ralph, you got to come on the show more often. T.A.
I don't know if you guys just – ESPN just reported Stefanski lost his produce manager job. He's now a stock boy at the Giant Eagle.
Breaking
when
news.
When do you get demoted to go get buggies or carts at the park?
I got you 10-1, brother. I got you 10-1.
Now, I will say this. The only thing about this game that does scare me, and it could put us all on our edge, is that I have a feeling this is the game that Deshaun gets pulled, and we're going to see that Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who has made a lot of waves in the preseason.
I wanted the Steelers to take him. Yeah, I saw him in the Senior Bowl, and I saw him in a bowl game against Pitt. He's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback, and I have a feeling we're going to see him in this game, and it's going to turn the dynamics a little bit, but we're going to hold on to win it by three. It's not going to be as easy as everybody thinks.
Okay. Yeah, Stefanski's got some plays set up for him. So.
Freight Train, I know you're thinking.
Yeah. First of all, T.A., I just want to say you sound like absolute dog shit. You need to do something with your microphone.
Woof, woof.
But I think Pittsburgh, I think they realized what they did wrong in the first game because I had them getting beat the last game. I think they've gone against a little bit lesser opponents, and they're going to be ready for that Chubb attack. And now, mind you, Cleveland's wide receiving corps isn't as bad as what it perceived to be. I think David Njoku is good for them at tight end. They just don't utilize him as much. And Amari Cooper's pretty decent at wide receiver, but I don't think that really matters here. I think it'll be a dogfight until the end, but we pull out the win here.
You're pulling. Okay, you're taking Pittsburgh. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got you 9-2. Wow. Okay. We are
we've got a lot of optimism here.
Yeah, I know. It's a positive moment here on this megacast, and I like it. You know, we're not Debbie Downing nothing. So if you guys are listening out there, the six of us are not Debbie Downing anything in this 2023 season, people. So Chris said the Steelers' defense is going to improve this year. I totally agree with that.
So, really, Chris?
Yeah.
That's so.
Yeah. So week 12. November 26th at Cincinnati Bengals, 1 p.m. CBS. Wow. We're not having that heart attack double overtime. Burrow will be back by then. And as much as it pains me, but like I said, we have to
can't
split.
Stop Chase. We can't stop there. It's just.
Yeah. I hate it, but I have to take it as a loss since I have to pick Cincinnati, and it pains me.
Yeah, just going in there, you know, our first meeting with them of this season here in week 12, which, again, sucks. I don't see why they don't divvy it up a little bit better than that, too, but I just don't like our chances going into Cincinnati either, so... That's a loss, and I think we're going to be swept this year by them.
Okay, that gives you four.
Four losses.
Four losses so far?
One, two, three, four. That's correct.
Okay. You're leading the pack, JT. Leading the pack. Shane?
Turkey squirts. They get sick, shit the bed, they lose. Steelers taking tubes.
Okay. Whew, Ralph.
Yeah, I got to go with the rest. I got to go with you too, Bubba. I don't think they're going to win this game. You know, so between Jamar Chase and you know, so it's just not good.
That's your second loss, but I mean, going into week 12, you know, two losses. Yeah. I'll definitely take that. You know, and you know, and any day till Sunday. This could be complicated when I get to him, TA, because TA is going to pull something out, I think. So he's smiling. So, TA, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Steelers.
I knew it.
I'm taking the Steelers. Look, if we're going to prove that we own the AFC North, this is a must-watch game. And that Riverfront Stadium has been ours for years until Joe came into play. It's time we go ahead and take Joe out of the equation. I'm done with it. I want the stadium back over to black and gold.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about listening, Craig. I like to watch it. But unless you're listening to Bill Hillgrove and the Steelers guys on DVE, that's the only thing I would actually listen to. I wouldn't, you know. But Freight Train?
I'm riding with my man TA on this one. Ooh. I don't know what happened to you guys, but did you guys watch last year at all?
Joe
Burrow had more turnovers against us than they did the rest of the freaking NFL. This team knows what to do to beat Joe Burrow. We split them last year, but I think when it comes to finding out if we're contenders or pretenders, it starts with this game right here. Okay. Cincinnati. It's going to be a dogfight, and I think they win it by a field goal, but I'm not worried about that offense. If everybody stays healthy on this defense, we can go up against anybody in the NFL.
Okay. That's what I got you in. You got two losses so far. Week 13, December 3rd versus the Arizona Cardinals, 1 p.m. CBS. I'm not even hesitating to take too much time on the clock here. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Arizona Cardinals because the Arizona Cardinals are shit. They don't have anything, and they drafted Murray, and Murray's probably out in Arizona, probably Breaking Bad and working at the chicken farm. So he's not doing anything. So I'm taking Pittsburgh. JT?
Yeah, not a lot of drama on this one either. I think we, you know, the Cardinals come in and what was that? Used to be Pittsburgh West out there when our former coach was out
Wizenhunt.
Bruce Arians.
Yes. Wizenhunt and BA. But yeah, pencil that one in a win.
Okay. I got it with a pen, so it's not penciled. But Shane?
Pen it.
What to do? What to do? I think they lose.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
He's just picking trying them to be different.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I got you at four losses, Shane.
There's going to be more than four losses.
Okay.
Whoa,
okay.
Don't spill all the beans.
Okay. Ralph, who you taking?
They call
Ralph?
That a tease.
All right. Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury left Jonathan Gannon a mess down there in Arizona. Okay. So Gannon's got a score cut out for him down there. It's going to take him a while to rearrange to get that team back in order. I don't see the Steelers losing this game. And if they do, somebody got to get fired.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ralph, that's why you're the hottest guy in Pittsburgh sports talk, Ralph. Like
somebody got to get fired.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Shouldn't lose it. You know.
Right. No, we shouldn't. TA.
Man,
on that note,
I can't believe nobody on this panel is not excited to see the greatest clipboard holder of all time, Mr. NASA himself, Joshua Dobbs. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to this game. I got it circled already, man. I mean, of course, I don't think he's going to win. I think he knows our playbook better than our quarterbacks we have on the team right now, and that kind of scares me a little bit. But I don't think Arizona's got enough muscle to go ahead and even beat us knowing what we're going to call.
Can I say something real quick about this game?
12, I got you 12-1 right now with that win. 12-1.
I'm scared.
Go ahead, Shane.
This is the point of the season where if they beat the Cardinals, they're going to be a steamroller. But this is the part of the season where I my butt puckers being a Steelers fan.
You know what, Shane? There's always that what do they call it? That chomp your fingers kind of game where you sit there on the edge of your seat.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of them kind of games. It happens
well,
all the time.
You know what I'm talking about. I think this. Yeah. There's from the Bengals. They're going to have a hangover. I think there's going to be like this from. They're going to have a holiday hangover from November 26th through those 3 weeks. I think it's going to be really tough. But
well, that's why you're on the show, Shane. You're unbiased and you're knowledgeable.
And
so
don't forget, guys, too. Tomlin always loses some bad game. Every season, somebody. He loses to somebody.
Preach the gospel, Ralph.
Yeah. Chicago.
So, I got you at, I think it's 12-1, TA Freight Train.
I'm going win.
Okay.
Hands down. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, this is the rematch that I truly hate this team. And they sick into my stomach because last year we should have beat them and we didn't. Week 14, December 7th, it's a Pearl Harbor kind of day, so we're going to Pearl Harbor Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots Thursday night, 8:15 prime. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I believe that they are playing I can't remember. Are they playing at home? Doesn't matter. Home or away, I don't care.
Home.
I'm taking home. Home. I'm taking the Steelers, because Mac Jones just don't have it. And I can't stand the New England Patriots. I mean, I've been heartbroken for many. Two AFC championship games I went to, and I'm 0-2, and it's sickening to me in my 50s, and I don't think I'll ever go to another championship game because that stigma. But JT, who you taking, sir?
Prime time. That's all I'm saying. Prime time.
That means you're taking Pittsburgh. That's what I'm putting you down
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Bill Belichick will not beat us in prime time.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he gets out coached. I hope. Shane?
That would be nice for a change.
This panel's going to hate me, but that's all right. They can take my crayon from me. This is the third game in a row that they lose before the ship is righted. Ooh. I'm saying it.
I got you. Shane, that gives you five losses.
Yes, sir.
Wow, okay. Okay. Chris Elliott, thanks for tuning in. Jerry Harper, thanks for tuning in to the MegaCast show with the Steelers Round Podcast and my special guest, Ralph Williams. And, Ralph, you're up next.
Well, I got to think in one perspective. Tomlin cannot beat Belichick that much, okay? He's got Bill O'Brien back as his offensive coordinator. And Mac Jones is not that great of a quarterback this year. This could be an up-and-down kind of game. We lost to them last year by 2 points because we beat ourselves. And if we don't beat ourselves, I think we can beat them, and I think we are.
Okay, I'm putting you as a win.
If we don't beat ourselves.
Okay. T.A.?
Well, I'm on the Ralph train. First and foremost, there's a reason why Bill Belichick is the number one head coach in the NFL. He owns us. He's played us 17 times as a Patriot. We've only beat him 4 times. Until Mike Tomlin proves that he is an actual head coach in Bill's caliber, I will take the Patriots all day long because I don't think Tomlin has what it takes to head coach against Bill Belichick. And that's been our nemesis, or we wouldn't even be talking about Tom Brady and umpteen million Super Bowls because we had plenty of teams to beat those Patriots, and Bill always comes out smelling like a flipping rose.
Okay. T.A., I put you as a win. No, wait, was that a win? Am I right?
That's a loss.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. No, I was talking to him.
No. That's a loss, man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See, I was talking to JT. And I figured you were going to say a win. That's what I was going to do. So I got you 2 losses now.
Yep.
Okay, freight train. Steer the train here. Uh oh! Yep. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, nope. you're not gonna like it.
No,
because I think this is gonna be a loss.
And
it's just how Steelers Patriots games have been. You know, Bill always seems to outsmart us, and with lesser talented teams for sure. I don't think Mac Jones is a good quarterback either.
Nope, I do not.
But I think that Bill's gonna put him in the right situations going against our supposedly, according to me, a playoff caliber team, and he's going to knock us down a seed.
Okay, I got you at 3 losses. Okay, now this is week 15. I don't know what they're doing here, because if you bought tickets to this game, you don't even know what time it is, and you don't even know what day it is. Week 15, to be determined, at the Indianapolis Colts, to be determined at the time, to be determined on the TV channel. So it's to be determined on who's going to win and where at. The Colts are a bad organization. Now, they don't even have Taylor. I don't know if they sign him or whatever, but wherever they play, what day they play, I know Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they signed him to a one-year contract, Bubba.
Okay. That's why you're the
– $12 million, 1 year.
Wow, I wish I got $12 million.
The encyclopedia right there,
yeah,
Ralph Williams.
Knows. I believe that's all they have. I know they have that rookie quarterback. I'm taking – this could be the trap game because – you know what? I'll just take it as a trap. See, now I'm second-guessing myself. This will be the trap game because nobody knows the date and time, and by that time the Colts – this is their game that they F up. See, I didn't swear, JT. F up. They F'd up. This is the one that they pooched the kick right here. I'm going to take it as a loss. As much as it pains me, so I'm at 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. This is the one game, like Shane said before, and this is my one game right here.
Right.
Yep. And you know what? I kind of was thinking that going into it, but I changed my mind along the way. Thought this might be the trap game, but I just turned around and penciled this one in as a win, and I chose a different game for a trap game.
Okay. I got you still losing 4. Okay. Okay, Shane.
They write the ship.
Okay.
You know, they write the ship and they beat the Colts, but it's not as clean as we'd like. It's like 17-14. Kenny Pickett throws an interception. That's the game I'm visualizing.
Wow.
An ugly game, but we pull out a win.
Yeah, the weather's going to be shit. It's going to be rainy and cold and just, you know, Indianapolis.
Okay. Yeah, but they're in a dome, so what does...
Oh, they're in a dome. Yeah, that's right. Maybe it's open, but it's going to be raining and cold in Indianapolis, but nice in the stadium.
Come on, Shane.
Nah, I think they're going to lose.
Okay. Rich, I don't know where you're at. Okay, you're on. You're a little late. We're almost done, brother.
Yeah. I'm waiting. I know. I was at a draft party for fantasy football. Sorry about that.
That's okay, bud. Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll just catch you next time. How's that, Rich? Because we're almost done, okay?
Sounds good, man.
Okay, brother. Thanks. I'll get a hold of you.
Yep. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Yeah. It doesn't. No use. Cause you know what I mean. It just. Hey, we're on the schedule. I just saw. You know.
I think Rich said we go undefeated this year. Mark that down.
Well, I mean, we're at week 16. So, yeah. Well, with the Colts here, week 15. So, okay, 15. Shane, you said we were at.
Yeah, they write the ship. They beat the Colts, but it's ugly.
Okay. Okay. Ralph, you're up.
Bubba, I don't know if you were on when I mentioned this, and I think I brought this attention to you on my radio show today. I brought up three teams that I think they could lose to that might be the one loss to Tomlin blows.
Right. I
said Indianapolis, Houston, and Arizona. And this is the one.
Oh, Indy. Okay.
Shane Steichen's a good offensive coordinator, a good mind. We'll see what he is as a head coach. But this Richardson kid's a pretty decent kid. So we'll see what he does.
Ralph, who did you have against? Game. I'm sorry. Who did you have against New England?
I said they were going to win, but it was going to be a dog. They were going to win by a point or two, maybe. If they
Steelers
because
win.
They only lost by two last year to them.
Yeah, because I got Ralph losing three.
Yeah. And that's because we beat ourselves. Too many turnovers. Punt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Gunner.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, shit.
I'm surprised
he made the team.
Rich says he has Pittsburgh going 9-8.
That's what I told. That's what I told you guys he'd say.
9-8. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, Rich, we got like two more games, man. So, I mean, we appreciate it, but, you know, TA,
I'd like to see Rich send in his pick, send it in to you, so we could hear what ones he thinks the Steelers are going to crap the bet on. But
okay, yeah. TA,
hey, all I got to say is thank you, Johnny Unitas, because ever since we gave him away to the Colts, we have owned the Colts. We hold a demanding 21-6 margin over them. We've already stated it. Anthony Richardson is another one of those rookie quarterbacks. Is not going to make a difference. They can keep the roof open if you want to, Shane. This is a win.
Okay. I got there it as go. A win. Freight train.
I'm taking this as a trap game as well. I think I agree with everything Ralph said. I think they have just enough on the defensive side of the ball to force turnovers. And they bait us into a couple silly turnovers that change the outcome of the game, and we lose this one.
Okay, I got you at four losses. Okay. Now this is week 16, December 23rd. Christmas is in the air. Snow is flying. Santa Claus is putting the gifts down the chimney. And I'm telling you what, it's at home at against the Bengals. 4:30 NBC, and I'm taking this one as the Pittsburgh Christmas gift to myself. Steelers beating Cincinnati Christmas weekend.
Bubba, I thought you said they're going to lose both times to the Bengals.
No.
Okay.
Split.
Okay.
No, I ain't
okay.
that. No, I don't do crystal meth or any type of drugs. So I just split.
I like that one.
Yeah, we'll split, and then
I don't do crystal meth either. But that's not saying anything else. But this is second one, the second loss to the Bengals.
Wait, so you're taking them to lose?
Yes.
That's our optimistic JT for you.
No, I think we lose both games to the Bengals.
Do it every time.
Oh my gosh. Shane?
I was thinking that too, but I think this, they come in, Kenny Pickett wins the AFC North with this game.
Oh.
He secures it. Okay, right there. So boom.
You're taking
Christmas. Santa just hands it to old Kenny Pickett.
So you took the Steelers win, and Rich Smoke said also he agrees with JT. They will lose both to the Bengals. He said that. So, Ralph.
Well, if our new defensive backfield can contain Chase and can contain Tyler Boyd, I think we can beat them and can sack Joe Burrow. I think we could beat them, create turnovers. That's what our defense hasn't done in a long time. We need to start creating turnovers. I see it happening here. So I think they're going to beat them.
It's Christmas, Ralph. I mean, don't you want that Steeler victory on
Christmas?
Hey,
we led the league in turnovers last year. They've been creating turnovers.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Creating our own turnovers, beating ourselves. That's the kind of turnovers
they did.
We've been doing.
Didn't our defense lead the NFL in turnovers? No.
Yeah.
Or was it interceptions?
T.A.
Might have been interceptions.
So this is the game that really worries me, because this is either us backing into the playoffs or we're going full force into the playoffs. I'm going to take the latter and say we're going full force into the playoffs. We're going to have a little bit more Christmas magic at Acrisure Stadium like we've seen before in the past against our division opponents. I agree with Shane. This is where we wrap up the AFC North. The only thing I'm going to say that will beat us if we do not put a hat on T. Higgins, because it's T. Higgins that is the guy that screws us every single time since Joe's been there. Because you can double-team Jamar, you can take care of Tyler Boyd, but if we're not watching T. Higgins, he will torch us.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
You got two losses.
We'll tear us up.
Two losses right now. So that
I'm going to take a little Christmas magic.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to think of us backing into the playoffs. I'm taking the Christmas magic at home.
Gotcha. Freight train.
I think all the Steelers fans, girls and boys, wake up Christmas morning with lump in their stockings because
what?
I think
you had it going good, man. Until you said lump in the stockings. I was like, come on, freight train. Oh my gosh.
I think the Bengals come in here and ruin Christmas and have us really thinking about what's going to transfold as we make our playoff run.
So you heard it here first. Freight Train is bringing every Steeler fans a lump of coal for Christmas.
Oh, man.
Yep. Good news is he won't have any steam after this.
Don't come down my chimney, brother, because I don't want no coal. Okay, I got you with five losses, Freight Train.
Yep.
Okay. Week 17, New Year's Eve night, December 31st at Seattle, 4:05 on Fox. We got to travel across the country. We don't play Seattle very good across the country, and we don't play across the country very good anyway, no matter where we play. Because we have this one more game, and I believe that it's a squeaker that we lose by Seattle. A squeaker, a field goal, a fumble, something. We're going to shoot ourselves in the foot in Seattle, that 4,000 miles. But it could. I'm going to go right now. I'm taking Pittsburgh with a loss, and I hate to say that, so it sucks. But JT,
yeah, I'm going Steelers with the inability to sleep the night before, sleepless in Seattle, and winless in Seattle.
I got you with six losses, JT. Oof. Okay, Shane.
A loss.
Ooh, Shane, I got you also with six losses.
December's not kind to the Steelers.
Okay, Ralph, let's steer this ship to the right passage here.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but let's hope that one of our quarterbacks don't hurt their hand like Cliff Stout did. So I think we're going to lose to the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, that gives you four losses so far, Ralph. T.A., there can only be one. You might be the only one, brother.
Well, and I hate to say this, but this is why I said on that game before, either we're backing in or we're going in like a freight train without any coal. With that being said, guys, you realize we have not won in Seattle since 1983.
Oh, my God.
So sleepless in Seattle is more like winless in Seattle. Yeah. And even though I don't want to have to wake up New Year's Day thinking what the hell happened in that game, because I really want it to be a happy New Year, I also think this is the game where we need a wake-up call and a gut check. So I'm going to be happy to take this loss as the gut check getting ready for the playoffs.
I got you as three losses. Three losses. Okay. Freight train, this could be the only unanimous decisions of this game's all season here. What are you going to do?
I'm taking it as a win. I don't buy into it. I don't buy into the Geno Smith hype. I think there's a reason why he wasn't he was in the NFL, but as a backup for the longest time.
Hey, you're the only one. I hope you're right. I hope you're right during the Seattle game and wrong for the Cincy game.
He hung 70 points on Clemson when he was in at WVU, so.
Yeah, I'm not buying into it. Pittsburgh wins.
Okay, here we go. This is week 18 to be determined again because it'll be the flex schedule. This could be the nook and crannies. This is going to be the big game. Pittsburgh at Baltimore Ravens to be determined at time and to be determined on the networks. So we're not going to know because it's going to be flexible. And I hate this because if you do buy tickets, it just sucks and you have to change your whole life to go to these games. This is the game that I am taking. That's why I took Seattle as a loss, because I was coming back at the end of the season as a win. And it gives me – I lost five games. So, okay, JT.
You know what? I hate to be the bearer of bad news on it, but I think the Steelers dropped this one to the Ravens at the end. May cost them a playoff. Birth.
Oh my God.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're at 10-7. Oh man, JT. 10-7. Shane?
Yeah, I think they lose this too, but they make it into the playoffs with that record of seven. I think I have 10-7.
You're at that 10-7.
Yep.
Okay. Ralph.
I think it's a loss, but I'm at 12-5. I think they already clinch, and they go in. They go into this game with second stringers, third stringers, or whatever. Yep. Tomlin rests everybody.
Yep.
I think that's what's going to happen with this game. You're going to see Mason Rudolph playing or something like that, or whatever. You know.
Ooh. Okay. 12-5.
A meaningless game.
TA.
It's absolutely a meaningless game. You figure I'm at three losses right now, yep, which means Tomlin is pretty much sitting his team, which worries me as well because Tomlin doesn't have a very good record of sitting his team going into the playoffs in the final game. And again, it goes back to that head coaching thing that we talked about between him and Bill. So we're probably going to end up losing this game by 3 points in the squeaker of the second stringers because, as usual, Lamar Jackson will not be able to take the field.
I got you at 13-4. 13-4. I like
it. That.
I like it. I like Ralph's also.
I said 12-5 from the beginning.
Yep. I like it. I like both of those. Freight train. I got to add up mine. So. Yep.
I've already given mine away.
12-5. You're 12-5.
I think Baltimore is the team that Kenny has their number. I think with a home playoff game on the line, I think Kenny comes through, wins the game. It'll be a close game. It's not going to be a high-scoring affair. It's going to be like a 13-10 win like last year. But I think Kenny pulls the rabbit out of the hat once again, and we go with a little bit of momentum in the playoffs with a home playoff game in that wild card round.
I got you.
You know what, Freight Train? John Harbaugh might beat himself again.
Right.
He's done it.
He could mess up a wet dream.
Yeah.
And isn't that fun to watch, though? Isn't that fun to watch?
Oh, it is fun.
Yeah.
The look
going forward on fourth down,
JT,
50-yard line. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The look on his face.
Well, I got Rich Smokes real quick. 49ers beat Pitt. Pitt beats Cleveland. Pitt beats the Raiders. The Texans, the Ravens, they lose to the Rams, lose to the Jags. They beat Tennessee. They beat Green Bay. They beat the Cleveland Browns. They lose to Cincinnati. They beat the Cardinals, lose to New England, lose to the Colts, lose to the Cincinnati Bengals, beat Seattle, lose to the Ravens, and then Rich Smoke is at 9-8.
Pretty close to mine.
9-8. Well, yours is, 10-7. Hopefully 10-7. I'm at 12-5, so hopefully 12-5, 13-4. I see us just getting into playoffs. I don't care where we're at. That's all I want to see is just a wild card, whatever. I don't care. JT's got us, hopefully clinching. Ralph, it could be those two could, have us clinching, which I'm okay with that too. But just getting into playoffs and then go from there. I'm okay with that.
Today, I had Ray Fittipaldo on from the Post-Gazette on my show today. And he gave me some bad news. And that is Larry Okunjobi is going to be playing again with injuries. He's not even sure if he's even going to play on Sunday. I'm worried about this, guys, because he was supposed to be the anchor on that defensive line to help out Cam Hayward. Because I felt bad for Cam last year, guys. And I think you all agree with me that Cam Hayward had to do far too much last year.
He exhausted himself.
He got hurt.
That sets him up for injury.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're paying Okunjobi $9 million a year, and he's hurt already. In fact, he didn't even play the preseason at all and hardly practice. I'm concerned about this. And I don't know if anyone else is, but I am.
Nah, he's been dealing with the foot and the ankle injury since camp began. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not really worried about it. You've got Adams. You've got Leal. You've got Benton. I'm really looking forward to Benton. And I think Isaiah Loudermilk had a very solid preseason.
Yes,
I think
he did.
Loudermilk did look good.
So I'm not worried
about
our defense.
They shouldn't have put that Brighton Prohoro on the practice squad, that guy they got from the Chargers. He's a good player.
He's a solid
tackle. I don't know why they put him on the practice squad.
Okay, I'm at 12-5 looking at the playoffs. JT, 10-7. Shane's 10-7. Ralph is 12-5. TA is 13-4, Freight Train 12-5, and like I said, Rich Smoke is 9-8. So let me ask you guys before we get out of here, who would be your MVP for this year, and who would be your Steelers breakout player? Let me go with you, Freight Train, first, because JT's somewhere. Who would you be your MVP, and who would be your Steelers breakout player?
Well, with the season I just predicted them to have, it couldn't be anybody else but Kenny Pickett. I think Kenny Pickett controls the drum roll as this team goes. I mean, the defense plays a lot of it, but it's all about scoring points in the NFL and see what that dynamic Kenny can do to get us to that next level that we want to be at.
Okay. So he'll be your Steeler MVP and breakout player, both? Okay.
No.
Oh, who's your just breakout MVP. Player? Who's your breakout player? Ike Taylor?
Joey Porter Jr.
Okay.
I think
mine is Darnell Washington.
Hold on, you fit right in on our show. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I think Joey Porter Jr. is that coveted physical cornerback that we've been missing for a little while. And I think he's gonna surprise some people. Prove people wrong why he slid down in the draft and he wasn't the number one quarterback taken off the board.
Okay. T.A., who
because
would you
– Because he didn't have enough interceptions, that's why.
Well, he's already got one in three games, so I'll take it.
I know. But I'm just saying, Freight Train, that's why they didn't take him, because the scouts said, well, he's good. He's good covered or doing the run, but he's he don't have a lot of interceptions.
Didn't have great hands.
Well, we'll see. I think he'll be just fine.
Hey, I don't care as long as
I think Ralph is spot on with his Darnell Washington. He was a fantastic player at Georgia, and I think he's a gem. I mean, so
that would be your breakout. Both of you guys are taking Darnell Washington as your breakout Steeler for the year.
Yes.
Okay, who would be your? I'll get to Ralph. Ralph, who would be your Steeler MVP?
If he stays healthy, T.J. Watt.
Okay, Shane.
I was going to take T.J. Watt, but I'm going to say Pickens, just because no one else has, and I think he's going to. I hope he opens up the backfield with catching some long balls, because that's something the Steelers haven't had in quite a while.
The middle too, Shane.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's been some – that's what they've been lacking, and I think that will really help us with the run game. But, like Ralph said, Watt, man, what a beast. I mean, if he can stay healthy, he is superhuman. And there's nobody in the NFL that's quite as exciting. I mean, last year when he – what do you have, a sack, and then the next play he had an interception where he just reached up with one hand and grabbed it. I've never seen anything like that. I don't think I ever will, but.
Okay. T.A., who would be your Steeler breakout performer in 2028 and then your MVP?
Well, I tell you what, you guys have all kind of hit around it, so I'm going to take a different approach.
Okay.
I agree with Freight Train saying that it rides and ends with Kenny Pickett. But however, for Kenny Pickett to be successful, the MVP has to be that offensive line. They have to keep him upright. If that offensive line cannot open up holes and cannot keep him upright, it doesn't matter how good Kenny Pickett looks. So the MVP's got to be the offensive line. Now, as far as the breakout player, Ralph, Shane, I'm already on the Mount Washington train, but I really think for Kenny to succeed this year, he's going to have to really depend on George Pickens. But that other little Austin, that kid has some speed. And if we can sprinkle a little fairy dust on him in between here and there, I think we're going to be all right. And I'm going on record to say right now, T.J. Watt will finish the season with no injuries, because with the likes of Marcus Golden and Mr. Herbig, we have a rotation now at that outside linebacker spot that we're not going to need to have to solely depend on him and Highsmith. But it is going to take Highsmith to go ahead and take that next level and go for double-digit sacks. So I didn't answer your question 100%, because there's a lot of moving pieces in this puzzle right now, and they've all got to gel. And right now, the thing I like coming out of this camp that I have not seen in many, many years is this team already has the confidence and an identity. They just haven't put a stamp on it yet.
Yeah, they're ass kickers.
Well said, T.A. Now, before I get to you, J.T., Rich Smoke, MVP is Najee Harris. Breakout Pickens finally shows he's the number one guy in offense as a playmaker. Most improved will be Dante Johnson. Will at least have 5 touchdowns this year.
Let's just start with 1.
Yeah, I'd like to have
one. And then go from there. Yeah.
Okay, J.T., who would be your MVP and your breakout Steeler for 2023?
Well, T.A. started down that road, and I agree with him in that we're going to need a balanced attack. For that to happen, I'm saying our MVP this year is going to be Najee Harris.
Okay. Now, who would your breakout Steeler be?
Breakout Steeler player. Had a couple here, but I'm going with my man Nick Herbig, number 51.
Oh, I love him. I'll tell you what. When I was watching him, I think he was playing at Wisconsin. He just, what a freaking animal. I think I mentioned that in your one of your shows last year, that the Steelers should draft him. And, man, he's fantastic.
Well, I'm going to go as much as I want to go quarterback with Freight Train with Kenny Pickett, I'm going to have to agree with T.J. Watt setting the tempo, because if he's not in the game, it doesn't matter who we got, because we saw that last year. T.J. Watt will –
be my Steeler MVP. He will get 23 sacks, and he will get Pat McAfee's $500,000 bet. That is something to shoot for by any means. My breakout player for the 2023 season is going to be someone we haven't talked about, and that's Connor Hayward.
Ah. Yep.
So,
and Swiss Army knife.
I think he's going to be the Steelers' secret weapon. I
like Connor.
He's a Swiss Army knife. You know, he's just like a
prone to.
Swiss, yeah, he has good hands.
Yeah, he does not drop the ball.
No,
no, he doesn't.
It's like one of those 1970s guys had that tack-em shit on this, like they stick to everything. Yeah, like
stick 'em, Lester Hayes, baby.
So, you know, before I get out of here, maybe we could do something in the middle of the season to see how, you know, what we're doing. We'll get in touch and we'll follow the base. And, you know, I always like doing this with you guys in the Steelers realm, guys, because I want to congratulate you guys for winning the gold. I didn't get to say that to you guys, all three of you guys together. So, Indiana County's gold heavyweight championship belt. We took the Intercontinental title. So, but both of us together, we are a deadly force in podcasting in the area. So, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you guys. Shane, thank you. Mr. Ralph Williams, great. Your knowledge was great. You can come on anytime, Ralph, whenever you got your schedule opened up. You know what I mean? I know you're a busy, busy guy. So before we get out of here, I'm just going to let you guys plug, and I'm going to let JT take us home. So, Shane, go ahead.
One second. Let me get the final. Ralph, who was your MVP again?
My MVP is TJ Watt, if healthy.
Okay, and then your breakout was Washington.
Darnell Washington, right? Okay.
And then Shane, your MVP
Darnell Washington, and then Pickens.
Yeah, and Rich's was MVP was Najee Harris, and the breakout was Pickens, and he said, "Yeah, midseason will be great." And he said he will have 5 touchdowns, targets, and receptions. Kenny was rusty young and will step up, Kenny being more confident. So,
hey, guys, I got something for you. I got some breaking news that I just got. The Art Rooney statue was just removed from Acrisure Stadium. You want to know why? It was in violation of the smoking ordinance.
You had me going there for a second,
Ralph. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was good. That was you had me thinking. So hey, before we get out of here, I'll let hey Shane, you wanna start it? Yeah. You wanna plug anything, Shane?
Tomorrow night we'll be talking a little bit of college foosball. And last week we picked 10 games that we thought would be exciting. And 4 of those games we picked were upsets. And, I think we have a pretty good pulse of what the good matchups are. And, Ralph, I just want to show you.
There you go.
I see your station is going to be broadcasting the Pitt West Virginia game starting at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
On the 16th.
Yes. Yeah, so. I was at the Backyard Brawl last year. My wife and I went last year.
All right.
What happened was, Pitt couldn't put me in the press box because they didn't have enough room for me. So they offered me tickets through the whole year. So I took my seats in the stadium, and I had good seats at 536 in the handicap section because a lot of you don't know I'm in a wheelchair. So I sit in the handicap section. I tell you what, man, best view in the house, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sightline, everything. Nice. So nice. Nice.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you want to take me this year, I'll hold your hand. Your wife might get jealous, but we can go.
I'm not going down the mountain here. No way. No.
You'll be with me. You'll be protected.
So, hey, Ralph, do you want to plug all your stuff before you get out of here, before we close it up, Ralph? Go ahead. I know you got a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m., I'm on the sports web down in Tampa for Turnbuckle Talk, wrestling with myself, Peter Blake, and Mark Mancini. Thursday, Bubba. Myself, Smoking Jim Frazier, Mark Mancini. We do a show called Wrestle Talk on Block Talk Radio, 347-205-9631 to listen to the show. Saturday morning, I have 2 shows, 9:30. I do a show called The External Bum. We talk about bums in sports, and a lot of them are football players. So anyway, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Myself, Mark Mancini, Joe Kuklis from Draft 412, and Scott Morgenroth from the South Florida Tribune. And then at 10:30, I do a show called Telling It Like It Is with myself and Leo Haggerty. We tell it like it is. We talk sports and general topics. Monday nights on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, I do a show called The Way I See It. And that's at 7 p.m. every Monday night. And then on Tuesdays, the big one, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio, Sports Corner, myself, Smoke, and Jim Frazier. This week, or next Tuesday, we have a Joe show. We're not having any guests. I want all the callers we can get because I haven't been taking too many calls because I always have guests on all the time. So I want to take some calls. We're doing it once a month. It's a Joe show. And next month, we got a Pirate show, a Pirate closing show, and a Penguin start of season show coming up. So, wow. And on the bye week.
Do you have a day off, Ralph?
We're going to do a Steeler thing on the bye week.
I tell you what, you got to be the hardest working guy in Pittsburgh radio with all this going on. No,
absolutely.
Mean, it's hard.
And that Steeler special was great today, Bubba. We had a great time.
I know. You had a lot of guests, and I appreciate you letting me come on, you know, and give my take. So I appreciate it.
I had six guests on the radio within 2 hours or on the phone. I had six guests in 15-minute intervals on the phone, and I had two in the studio with me. So.
Right. So, T.A., do you have anything to plug, sir?
I want to know who the bum of the week is.
You.
Well, there's four of us, T.A. What we do is each one of us comes to the show every week with a different bum. My bum this past week was Kendrick Green.
All right.
And the week before that, it was Benny Smell who got cut by Detroit.
Yeah. Benny Smell.
I call him Smell because he stinks.
He does stink. Definitely not no Benny football.
Yeah. So, T.A.
And those are the two guys. Those are the two guys who I called Tomlin's number 1A and 1B bums. They're guys that he keeps on the team that stink, and he constantly does it. He does it every year, Tomlin. And he'll do it again this year, next year, and whenever.
So you're saying Anthony McFarlane is this year's 1A bum?
Could be.
Who's
Montavious
1B?
Adams.
Montavious Adams.
Yeah, Omar's the air freshener for that locker room.
I'm sorry.
I think he cleans house a little. I think Omar's going to kind of be the antecedent for that. So
you got it. You got anything, T.A.?
Man, I ain't got nothing, Bubba, except great, great show, buddy. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, you guys, it's a combined. That's why it's a mega power. You know what I mean? I can't do it without you guys. And
I'm looking forward to seeing you in October.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 It'll be a good time.
Hey, Bubba, why don't you do a bye week show? You know, the bye week, we can evaluate the first five games, six games.
Anything we do on the Triple B Experience, brother, we can do anything. I'm busy just like you, so if
I
we
have
can
a
do
question
that, maybe we could do it.
For the group, you guys have any insight in that Mekel Walker, the linebacker that the Steelers are trying out? I mean, is he a bum? Is he good?
I didn't even know who they were trying out anybody today. Sometimes I don't get a lot of information until later.
Yeah. He was released from the Falcons, I read, and then he came in today for a workout. So
everybody's they're just getting bodies just for practice.
Yeah, maybe for practice squad, but I don't know. Anyways, thought I'd throw that out there for the experts.
I could check Ralph. With a guy I know. His name's Clayton Truder. He's a he reports for the Atlanta Falcons. I could get in touch with him and I can get back.
I don't know what his preseason would look like because, you know, I didn't watch the Falcons preseason, but, you know, he worked out today, so we'll see, you know, because I'll tell you what, I've never been so excited about having someone in the front office like old Omar Khan, you know.
Well, Khan, we trust. Freight Train, you got anything?
Andy Wydell, we got him in a steal. I mean, he could have been the next general manager at Philly. He took this job, you know.
Yep.
So
yeah. Freight Train, you got anything to promote, brother? I know you go off the rails and stuff.
Hey, yep. Yeah, we're hoping to bring that back this year. We'll see how our schedule entails. JT will get into all that. I'm not good with all that, but I want to thank Ralph. It was fun to be on with you. This was a cool experience having you on here. Shane, you made me think differently about the Kelsey brothers now.
Guys, I got to go. I got to get up in the morning. Have a great
see
one.
You, see you, Ralph.
Good
Ralph,
night, Ralph.
Good, with
night,
you.
Ralph. Good night.
I'll send you my links.
Now, so I let me end. JT's going to take us home, but let me – hey, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and everybody doing whatever. Doing these podcasts are not easy. Sometimes it's a tech kind of thing. We were messing around with some stuff before we got on. It's always great. I think this is the fourth or fifth megacast we did with the Steelers Realm and the Triple B Experience. We're going to keep doing many more. We just got to get everything lined up and in order. But if you haven't subscribed to the Triple B Experience, please do. Tomorrow I have the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty where we're reviewing and we're going to review and preview the 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers matchup week one. I have a special guest, the superstar Dave Daniels, who is a big, huge 49er fan. He's going to give his take, and I'm going to give my Steeler take, and that's what we're going to do this year. If anybody I know that's from a different team wants to come on to express their love for their team, they got to, you know, they got to be invited because I want to plan it out. I'm not taking people from the – not doing that no more. But I just want to say – look, I it's great. Please subscribe. This show will be on Spotify. TA, as always, it's awesome. I love you picking, you know, 13-4, Freight Train. You know, we got us in the playoffs. And then I'm going to hand it off to Mr. JT to take us home. So, JT, as always, thank you for everything you do at the Steelers Round Podcast. And everybody, please subscribe to the Steelers Round Podcast. These guys put on great Steelers stuff. If you're a Steeler fan and you haven't subscribed to the Steelers Round Podcast, then you're effed up in life. So, that's my end. So, go ahead, JT.
Or as Bill Hillgrove said, you're missing the boat. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're ramping things up as we get into the season, Bubba. We've got we're going to two weeks. We're going to post-game, typically going to be the Monday after or the day after. And then, of course, our Thursday, again, a preview, which we will also be simulcasting with a new partner we have just signed up for. I'm going to show it on a screen here if it was. It's called Pro Sports Fans, and we have been chosen to do half of the Steeler games in a live commentary format.
Oh, nice.
On Pro Sports Fans Steelers group, too. So look for us on that. Our first game will be broadcast, and we'll be, it'll be live during the game, and you'll see all of us to be able to hang out with you, watch the game, talk stats and everything else through the game. It should be really cool. But go out to psf.app, download the app. If you have an Android, hang tight. The Android app should be released any day. And so we're looking forward to hosting that on that as well. And we'll be simulcasting one of our normal podcasts throughout the week, probably the Thursday one on the PSF app, as well as Steelers Realm as well, too. So looking forward to getting a little bit busy this week, but just head to Steelers Realm. We'll have all the information. SteelersRealm.com.
Well, congratulations. That's something, man. Cool.
Thanks. And we'll see how it plays out. But it's
kind
of the start.
Are you allowed to get like, can you, what's TA going to do? Are they going to censor you?
Paul Garrity. And...
Hey, they said I'm allowed to cuss, Bubba. Oh, that's okay.
That's it. They're like busted loose. Drinking, over imbibing is also encouraged too. So, you know, I know TA is going to be bringing the Green Bay game with his boys from the garage out there. So that should be an interesting take. But
actually,
yeah, we're doing the Raiders game, Ravens, the following the Ravens. We're doing the Rams, Titans, Packers, and the Browns. Wow. As well as Patriots and then the Bengals.
Yeah.
December 23rd games, too. So looking forward to doing those, if not other ones. But check us out there, psf.app.
Cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
So you download the app on Google Play when it comes out for Android?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It should be out there any day now. Any day now, but right now awesome. The iPhone app is out there. So yeah, jump on that, download the app, join, go out to the NFL And you'll see the Steelers group out there. Hop on there.
Cool.
Real quick. I think that's we have awesome. 3,600 followers on there so far on that group.
Nice.
So that's nice. Some nice exposure.
Moving up. That's awesome.
Trying, man.
Yeah, it's hard, man. So, hey, no, once again, guys, thank you guys so much. Steelers Realm Podcast, MegaCast. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in on social media, asking the questions. Like I said, support Steelers Realm Podcast. Support the Triple B Black and Gold Dynasty on the Triple B Experience Podcast. If you're a Steeler fan, you need to subscribe to these two podcasts because we are typical Yinzers. And yes, it was very hard to pick these games and not go 17-0. But you know what? It is what it is, guys. So everybody, thank you guys. You guys, thanks for coming on and doing this. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we are out of here. Everybody, good night.
Peace. Oh, careful, mama, in the hot tub. Oh, mama.